श्री गुरु गौरांग गांधर्व का गिरधारी राधा विनोद फाइव डेज have been completed. Five days have been completed without any obstacle. Satyavrat Muni says, idam te mukham bhojam atyaktaniya. In the previous sloka he said, you can give all the types of benedictions. You can give liberation. You can even give Vaikuntha. But I don't want Vaikuntha. I always want to see your childhood pastimes. How Mother Yashoda is binding you. And how you are weeping in separation. How you are weeping. Meditating on this childhood form of Krishna manifested in front of his eyes. What is type of Bala Gopal Roop? What is the nature of Bala Gopal Roop? Your face is bluish in color. There is little bit reddishness on your face. And your face is very beautiful. Your face is like a lotus. And as if your curly locks are like bumblebees, black bumblebees.
Gopya
means gopi. Mother Yashoda has repeatedly kissed your face. Or it is kissed by Srimati Radhika repeatedly. Like a reddish beam of fruit. Very beautiful, charming and fragrant, your face. In this way, your childhood form, may your childhood form stay in our heart always. I don't want millions and millions of other benedictions. I don't want. Here. First he said, Namo.
He first
said Namami
Ishwara.
First he is offering pranam. Pranam means he is in the mood of servitorship. That's it. From this we can understand in whatever mellow
अधिकार आके तार स्वरूप का स्वरूपानुवंती के लिए स्वरूप आके
एवरीवन हैज स्वरूप एंड
एन अधिकार जो हमने ना पर्यंत उठा के प्राप्त करे
अनलेस वी ऑब्टेन दैट
स्वरूप
और दैट अधिकार
दास्य शांत
वन शुड स्टे इन द
दास्य रस आज जो रस आके
शांत रस
वो तार स्थाई थक में ना
बट दैट इज नॉट स्थाई इट विल इंक्रीज फर्दर एंड फर्दर
कारण मानने की जैसे इखने सब खभाव
then Sakhya Bhav is there.
Previously,
but in the association of Shanta devotees, he manifested Shantaras. But in the previously in the association of Sadasya Bhaktas, he manifested the Dasyaras. Gopakumar also. Gopakumar went to Shantarasa
Sthana.
Then he went to Vaikuntha, a place of servitorship. There is Prema Yukta Dasya. Then he went to the abode of Ramachandra. There is some speciality there. But he was not happy there. Then he went to where? Then he went to Dwarka. There also he was not pleased. Then he went to Braj.
And
he had darshan of Krishna. He embraced Krishna as a sakha. Then he became very pacified there. He heard some. He heard the glories of gopis also. But he does not have the adhikar qualification for that. So he went only up to Sakhyaras. What Sakhyaras? The Sakhyaras is Braj. Not the Sakhya of Maryada Purushottam Ramchandra or Dwarkadish.
Namo Deva Damo Darananta Vishnu Prasiddha Prabhu Dukkha Jvala Jvala Kripadishti Vishyati Dinam Patanu Grihane Samamak Jamehat Yakan Jagdan Jishya Amar Vahusa
He saw that my desire is increasing.
Vatsallaras
I want Vatsallaras.
Vatsallaras
He wants to see the childhood
form.
Whatever
sadhana,
this cannot be obtained by any other means. This can be only obtained by
Nama Sankirtan.
He should always keep this in your mind. Although,
conjugate only sadhana, artham karchen.
There are so many other practices that are done in
Kaliyuga.
People engage in some other
means.
But Nama Sankirtan alone. Nama Sankirtan is most prominent. Even if you don't do any other means, if you just take shelter of the Nam, then Nam has all the potency. However, therefore, whatever you do, you should Nam Sankirtan has the prominence. One should worship the Lord through Nam Sankirtan. You have to do cooking also through Nam Sankirtan. Do whatever but perform Nam Sankirtan. So he began the Nam Sankirtan, Satyavrat Muni.
Today is the beginning of our sixth day of Parikram, which so far has proceeded with, by the grace of Guru Maharaj in an uninterrupted way. So here Sri Satyavad Rishi is praying, Idam ki mukam lojam avyakti nire, brite kuntale snigda rachas chagopya. He has prayed previously, I do not want any other benediction. Only I desire that the form of Bhai Krishna, Bal Gopal, being bound by his mother to the grinding water and weeping, may that form of Krishna always manifest within my mind. By constantly meditating upon this, he has received a spurti, or a momentary vision within the heart. And he is now describing what he has seen. How is that form of Krishna? Very, very attractive and blackish in complexion. Hair is surrounding his face, and that hair is a little crooked, curly. In fact, it appears as if the face is like a lotus being surrounded by black beads. That face is continuously repeatedly kissed by the gopis. Here it may mean Madhya Yashoda, or it can also indicate Srimati Radhika. Krishna's lips are reddish like a bimba, and from that mouth a very wonderful fragrance is coming. Therefore I do not desire any other benediction except that form of Bal Gopal may always be within my mind. In the first verse he has prayed, Namami Swaram Sachidananda Rupa. Therefore this is a pranam, an offering of respectful reverences. This is in the mood of dasyabha, or servitude. Up to now, he has not become fixed in any particular mood. This is called sarup. He has not achieved sarup anubandhi, means he has not special taste in any guitar according to his sarup, because he has not realized his saibhav yet. Therefore, for example, a person in this condition, Swacharati, then may hear the glories of Santaras, the relationship in neutrality, then they may like that. Or they may hear Dasyabhav, the mood of servitude-ship, and they will like that. But despite this, they will not be completely satisfied internally. Just like we have heard the story of Sri Gopakumar, how his Saibhav, his eternal ecstatic relationship with Krishna was in Sakyaras. Even though he went to Vaikuntha, where the service to Narayan is there in Dasyabhav with Prema, even though he went to Vaikuntha, he was not satisfied. Even he went to Ramlok, the abode of Sri Ramchandra, but he was not satisfied. But only when he entered Vrindavan, and in the mood of Sakyabhav, he embraced Krishna, then he was completely happy. Gopakumar, even though he heard about the gopis, the glories of the gopis, he was not so much interested in this. No taste was there. He only desired Sakyaras in Brajamandal. Only in Brajamandal, not another place. So now in this verse, this is the sixth verse, Sri Satyavad Rishi is praying, Namo Deva Damo Dananta Vishnu Prasida Pragutuki Jalakdemati. Now his greed has increased to such an extent that he is now desirous of entering into Vatsalya. But what is the means to enter? Except for Nam Sankirtan in Kaliyuga, there is no other method or process. Therefore in Kaliyuga, even though the other processes of sadhana may be there, like Acha, like Vandanam, the other eight limbs of Namavida Bhakti, still in Kaliyuga, the prominence of the chanting of the name, or Nam Sankirtan, is there. Only by Nam Sankirtan one can achieve perfection in Kali Yuga. Therefore, even though one may be performing Archa, the worship of the deity, without Nam Sankirtan it cannot be completely successful. Understanding this, Satyavad Muni is now chanting the names of the Lord.
Namo Deva Damo Dara.
He began to think. But only by Nam Sankirtan I can obtain the benediction which is difficult to achieve. Therefore he began to perform the Nam Sankirtan.
Namo Deva.
Kridasi. क्रीडाशील देव मीन्स हु परफॉर्म्स पास्ट टाइम्स
वृंदावन
ब्रज
विभिन्न रकम ऐसे चीनी क्रीड़ा करें
परफॉर्म्स वेरियस टाइप्स ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स
पूर्वे दामोदर लीला दामबंध लीला और
पास्ट टाइम ऑफ
बाइंड दामोदर लीला
फल विक्रयणी फूट
फूट वेंडर ब्रजेते
इन ब्रज
एम सुंदर सब लीला करे छे
ही परफॉर्म सो
मेनी वंडर ज्ञानी भक्तगण के देखाचिन तत्व
देयर शोर द ज्ञानी वैष्णव
देखो आमी सी एट पास्ट लर से प्रेम द्वारा ही आली प्रेम रटते पद
आई कैन ओनली बी बाउंड बाय दिस devotees
by
tattva gyan and so many things
I can be bound vatsala ras dvara krishna ke uddipan karva janna
in order to create
ye krishna sune amar upar se dravit hote
in order to
engine the damodar
create uddipan excite
ma premit para bandhan ma ke kare chhe Your
mother has bound you by the
rope.
You are Yashoda Nandan. You are
unlimited.
Ananta
means omnipresent.
Who has no beginning, no middle and no end. Another meaning is
Jini Adi Anta Rahit Ananta Ananta Hale Abatahat Ma Yashoda Taake Pethe
Though he is unlimited, Mother Yashoda
bound him. Prajete Ananta Thake Nau Ananta Ta Bhule
Jaya. In Braj he is not Ananta. He is not unlimited. is Vishnu
ata hai prabhu
Vishnu means
amar hriday katha apni jane
you know the,
ata hai amar upar
the desire of my heart so show you should show mercy to me
prasida prabhu dukha jalati magna ami sansare dukhe dwara te tape dwara janma janma antare ami tap
lifetime after lifetime
I am nimagna
burning in the forest fire of mortal existence
tumar birat dukhe ke ami nimagna
or I am So I cannot tolerate this.
You
should become visible to my eyes.
You
should give me darshan.
कृपा दृष्टि दृष्टि अपनी कृपा वर्षा करो.
You should shower your mercy upon me.
अति दीनम.
I am very.
अमी सामर्थ्य नहीं.
I am without any potency.
साधन भजन ही.
I am without.
साधु संग भी.
I have no sadhan and bhajan.
साधु संग.
I have no association with sadhus. I don't know what sadhu is like. I am devoid of any means. Therefore,
Grihanesha, aapni amake kripa karun.
Therefore, you should show mercy to me.
Ami agya.
I am ignorant. I don't know anything.
আপনার কোন তত্ত্ব জানি না
I don't know any তত্ত্ব
আমার চক্ষু সামনেতে
in front of my eyes
আপনি এসে
you should come and give me darshan
প্রকৃত
should become manifest
খুব দূর শ্লোকেতে তিনি বলছেন
আপনার
পাদ ও পাদ আমার মনে যে সব সময় আবির্ভূত
মে ইওর বাল গোপাল রূপ appear in front of my eyes always but in this shlok
चिंता करते 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 भाव एमन होई छे
ही बिकम सो अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन द मूड एक्सटेसी
जे मने मने दर्शन अपेक्षा
सुपीरियर टू द
फॉर खुद पर दर्शन महात्म वेश
ही वांट्स टू सी द लॉर्ड बाय हिज आईज
एक जनता तिनी
देयरफॉर
अखन वर्तमाने मने बोलछे ना
नाउ ही डजंट से इन द माइंड
वैद्य सोदा नंतर
Now that
Yashoda
that Yashoda Nandan Krishna who was bound by Mother Yashoda's rope
teni kanche atanta sundar mukhar bindu
krishna's face is very charming and kissed by Mother Yashoda may manifest in front of my eyes
brihat
bhagavatam brutam
ye sab sambandh hai
aur samay discussion is given
gopkumar
gopkumar
oi नवजोगेंद्र इत्यादि स्थाने के
महरलोक महरलोक
महरलोक महर्षिगण ओखाने आछे सनक सनंदन सनातन इत्यादि महर्षिगण
ऑल द सनक सनंदन सनातन
के महरलोक ध्याने के मग्न
दे आर ऑलवेज अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन
ध्यान ध्याने के
इन ध्यान
सब की सुदर्शन
दे सी एवरीथिंग इन
देयर ध्यान
दे सी ऑल ऑफ कृष्णास पास टाइम्स इन देयर ध्यान
एवन की कि तारा
दे आल्सो सी
ওই কৃষ্ণ ওই গোপকুমারকে দেখিয়েছিল তারা কৃষ্ণ হয়ে
গেল
আর ভাইরা সফা হয়ে গেল
সনক সনাতন দেব কে লাইক কৃষ্ণ এন্ড দে পারফর্ম ব্রজ পাস টাইমস অলসো সো অল দ্য ফোর কুমারস দে became Krishna and Krishna's sakhas. And they
asked
Guru Kumar, why you are wandering here and there? You should just sit here in Mahaloka. It's like we see everything in Dhyan. We should also see everything in the Dhyan. In the mind, the darshan which is seen by the eyes is not correct. If mind is not there, what will the eyes do? If there are eyes but mind is absent, then you will not have proper darshan. So mind should be fixed. If mind is not there, hands cannot work. So mind is prominent. However, one more consideration. Man can increase like rubber band. Man is elastic, but eyes are not elastic. You cannot see Krishna's entire form by the eyes. Here the example of Dhruva Maharaj. Actually, Dhruva Maharaj, when he saw the Lord, he closed his eyes. If like Kumaras looked at the lotus feet of the Lord, if they look at the face, they keep on looking at the face.
One time,
when Chandravali told the Sakhis, Padma and I told, O Sakhi, how fortunate we are. I am able to see Krishna from the toenail up to the head. And my Sakhi Chandravali become enchanted. Lalita told my Sakhi Radhika, she is very unfortunate. Radhika is very unfortunate. If she looks at Krishna's toenail, then keeps on looking at Krishna's toenail. So then Chandravali's Sakhi became defeated. So Radhika's eyes are like that. Whatever Krishna's form, whatever Krishna's limb she will see, her eyes will become one-pointedly fixed on that particular limb. So mind can see everything. Mind can simultaneously see the entire body. Eyes cannot see. That time, Dhruva, first he had darshan of the Lord in the heart, but he was not pleased with that. When Bhagwan manifested in front of me, when Bhagwan manifested to him personally, Bhagwan talked to him. But Pippalayan, he told that Brahma had darshan of the Lord in the Samadhi and also talked with the Lord and also learned Chatushloki Bhagavat in the heart. But I want to see the Lord face to face, Satyavrata Muni says. The direct darshan and direct talking and direct embracing, direct playing with the Lord, direct pastimes with the Lord. But these things cannot happen in the mind. Therefore, it has been said by Satyavrata Muni. Satyavrata Muni says that I am ignorant, but you should become visible in front of me, O Lord. I want to see you in that childhood form, O Lord. It was bound by Mother Yashoda. And that form of weeping of Krishna also was very sweet. So this weeping and bound of form of yours, I want to see. I don't want billions and billions of other benedictions.
Chandramukhi where? Come on.
Translation.
Maturanta, come.
Translation.
Oh, translation.
Therefore, Sri Satyavrata Rishi is saying, I have this great desire. How will it be fulfilled? By Nam Sankirtan. Therefore, Namo Deva, Damodar, Ananta, Vishnu, then he is chanting these names of the Lord. Deva means here one who is always engaging pastimes. How we have heard how he was bound by his mother, how he satisfied the fruit seller lady. By these wonderful sweet lilas, Krishna is showing, I am bound only by those who serve me in loving devotion, like for example Vatsali Ras. I am not bound by the gyanis who simply have knowledge of tattva gyan. Namo Deva, Damona, we are here. The Madhyasoda thinks Krishna is her son. Ananta, that person who is unlimited, who has no beginning or an end. And also, Madhyasoda's prayer is so powerful that Krishna has forgotten this and that he was bound by Madhyasoda. Therefore, he is unlimitedly affectionate to his devotees. And Vishnu, who is all pervading. Therefore, Namo Deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu. O Prabhuji, O Prabhu, Prasida Prabhu, please be pleased upon me and enter my heart. I am very unhappy. Therefore, please end this cycle of birth and death. But here really, he's playing, I am very unhappy in your separation. Please remove this separation by giving me your darshan. Then out of great humility, Sadhirat Rishi is saying, please give me mercy, Prabhu. I have no sadhana. Also, I am devoid of that high class of sadhu sangha. When I hear the sadhana performed by previous persons, then I become hopeless. I do not have that type of sadhana bhajan. I am akya, I am ignorant. Therefore, again in the second verse, he is praying for darshan. But there is a little bit difference between this verse and the previous verse. In the previous verse, he had just desired to see the form of Bal Gopal in the mind. But in this second verse, he is praying to have direct darshan. This is proof that to see by the eyes, direct darshan is superior than seeing by smriti, by seeing in meditation. What form does he want to see directly? That form of baby Krishna bound into the grinding mortar by his mother. That form which is weeping and being continuously kissed by Madhyasoda, which appears very beautiful, darkish in complexion with curly hair. I want to see that form directly. Therefore, this discussion of this subject matter, which is superior, to have darshan by mind or to have direct darshan by the eyes, this is discussed by Sri Sanatana Swami in Sibriha Bhagavatamrita. When Gopumar went to Maharok, they saw the Maharshis like the Navayogendras and the Chatusna, the four Kumaras. They are absorbed in meditation and they are always seeing all the pastimes of Krishna and the other incarnations. When they met with Gopumar, they said, "Oh my boy, why are you so restless? Don't run here and there, trying to see Krishna by eyes. You should sit here in meditation and see Krishna by mind. Because at the end of the day, the mind is prominent. Even something may be present before our eyes, but if we are not concentrating by mind, we cannot experience it. For example, someone may be before us and talking to us, but our mind is thinking of something else, we will not experience that thing. Therefore, the mind is everything. One can experience everything only by the mind." For example, they gave the argument, if you are looking at someone's feet, then you can only think of the feet. You can only experience the feet if you are looking at the feet. If you are only looking at the mouth or the face, you can only experience that. Therefore, by darshan of the eyes, there may be limited experience. They are giving these arguments for meditation. But by mind, you can experience the whole form of Krishna. Therefore, by our eyes, there will be limited experience, but by darshan, there will be. But by meditation, there will be no limit. Then Guru said, for example, one time the Sakhi of Chandravali, Padma, said to Lalita, "My Sakhi is very fortunate. When she saw the complete form of Krishna, she became, Mukta means, stunned in ecstasy." Then Lalita said, "Yes, your Sakhi is very fortunate, but my Sakhi is very unfortunate," means Radhika. "Because when she sees the feet of Krishna, then she cannot take her eyes away from the feet of Krishna. Or when she sees the hand of Krishna, she cannot take her eyes away from the hand of Krishna. Therefore, my Sakhi has never seen the full form of Krishna, but your Sakhi is very fortunate." Hearing that, then Padma became ashamed. Therefore, despite hearing all these arguments, Gokumar was not satisfied. Gokumar gave an example of Dhruva. Of Dhruva, he was seeing Krishna in the mind as he was chanting his mantra. But when Krishna manifested before him directly, then he manifested symptoms of ecstasy and asked for different benedictions. He did not do that before. Then the Maharishis of Mahabharata gave an answer. What about Brahma? Brahma saw Krishna in meditation and he received a Chaturshlok Bhagavatam. But despite their arguments, Gokumar was not happy. Gokumar was happy, but by direct darshan, then I can talk with Krishna, I can embrace him, I can engage in many, many leelas. But that facility is not offered by darshan within meditation.
You're supposed to know.
দর্শন করে আমরা শেষ অবশেষে শ্রী গোকুলানন্দ মন্দিরে যাবো, ওখানে সকলের জন্য প্রসাদ। আরেকটি নিবেদন, পাঁচ নম্বর একে শ্রীলঙ্কের পার্টি এবং অন্যান্য পার্টি আছেন গন্ডগোল না হয়।
মাধুরা, 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 Krishna Bhagavan.